B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From DC Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
Today is Friday.
Yay. And it's no school Friday.
Boy, CMS waited to the last minute to make their decision. Union County made their decision at about 8. CMS made their decision to close schools today at about 9.
I
was
like
updating
that.
Twitter. And people were, like, coming at the superintendent. And
why?
Because they need to know.
No.
And I get that.
Sometimes you got to wait till the morning.
Dean, if you're a parent and you work, you got to make other arrangements.
Not only that, but if Dean didn't have school today, which he doesn't, his plan was to sleep in Grandma's bed because Grandma's in town.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to sleep in Grandma's bed. But he went to bed last night thinking he had school.
Oh, parents are so annoying. You know what? They really are. I'm actually on the school system side. You can make the decision at the last second. It's a public...
It's about the safety of the children. And if
right.
it takes you that long to make the decision...
Take it.
Right.
And I think there's something good about making the kids go to bed early, even though you may not be going to school.
I cannot wait to read that blog today, Roy Brown. Why I think the CMS made the right decision to hold off on canceling school.
I mean, I drove in just fine. I don't know if they made the right decision, but I don't like it when parents are demanding the school to shut down.
I drove in fine, too, from South Charlotte. I'm sure Waxhaw area, but you did, too, Loren.
Yeah, no problem.
No problems.
I specifically went to QT this morning, and I turned my skid off, and I turned a corner and hit the gas, hoping something would happen.
Yeah.
No, nothing happened. I was trying to flood.
I went to QT this morning and tried to find black ice to fall on so that I can own said QT.
Hey!
And I couldn't even find that. It was all puddle.
I know. They're pretty good about salting.
I did drive in today, though, and I saw, like, a landscaper's truck with the snowplow on it, which made me chuckle.
I didn't see one of those yesterday. Nobody salted Central Avenue at all.
I didn't see any salt or snowplows either.
Yeah. I was like, Charlotte's like, you know what? Man, let's see what happens.
Maybe. This was, like, a private landscape company that I think was salting St. Matthews. You know what I mean? Like, they're... But he had the snowplow, which I thought was cute.
Yeah,
but go ahead and drop it, bro. Push that puddle out of the way. But I guess, like, did Huntersville get snow? Do you have accumulation? Like, nothing is left in my neighborhood. It's all melted.
I was, of course, doing the afternoon show yesterday. And some people were sending me snow photos. It was like Concord, Huntersville. It was north of Charlotte.
Yeah.
It looked way more than what we got here.
Typically, it is
in the uptown.
Typically, you guys get more up towards the lake and like west.
Well, how about this? Nicole and I live maybe 3 minutes away, and she's like, "There's no snow." And I'm looking out my window, and I'm like, "It's pouring the snow." What are you talking about? We're in the same area.
It was almost like where he was. It was snow, and, like, the snow was coming my way and pushing the rain out.
Oh, can you think
because
so?
Because I had rain, and it was all rain. And then when you sent a video of nothing but snow, and then when I looked out my window, it was, like, a mix. Like,
okay.
Every other few
raindrop.
Were flurries.
Right.
But then about 10 minutes later, was no rain, just flurries.
Okay, yeah, I was so confused. She's like, it's not snowing. I'm like, we're, like, in the same neighborhood.
Yeah. Where are you?
It's snowing.
Check your gaydar, Nicole. You'll see it.
Hmm. Gaydar?
I don't know. She's gay, radar, I don't know.
I'm offended.
Are you? I apologize. So, let's do, I mean, do we want, is the snow on everybody's mind your day in 30
no,
seconds?
No, I have something else on my mind.
Good, bud. Get into it. What happened
I
yesterday?
I think my dog's mad at me and blames me for her getting loose. She is throwing the biggest fit, not talking to me, not looking at me, not sitting next to me on the couch, and all I want to do is hug her. Because I missed her.
Ooh, right. She is mad at you.
She blames me. I think she's traumatized. I think she's seen some things.
If you missed it, Roy told a story yesterday, a really emotional story at 7 a.m., talking about how his dog, Callie, got lost for a couple hours yesterday, and he thought it was the end of the end.
I did. I thought she was dead. And I'm pretty sure that maybe she thought she was, too, with the way she's treated me.
Did you see that DM that we got from someone at the MRL show who says that they know where you live?
Oh. Yeah, I don't think they know where I live.
Okay. They said that they saw the dog posted on Nextdoor because people were posting Callie on the Nextdoor app.
I'm on the Plaza Midwood Nextdoor, so that's a huge area. So okay. They don't know where I live. Don't be creeping on me.
No, she was like, oh, Roy, I didn't know. I would have helped you look for the dog.
Oh, okay. So it was a nice thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was a nice thing. So Callie's mad at you. Well, I think Callie's mad at you because maybe for the 3 hours yesterday, she had an active owner that was taking her hiking.
Oh.
And there's probably nice things in the house.
That's mean. I'm alone.
Comfortable bed.
Sterling and I was joking that, like, she doesn't typically like to move. So, and yesterday, for 4 hours, all she had to do was move. Mm-hmm. So she's probably sore and irritated at us.
Yeah. 100%.
Like you. You were sore and irritated.
Oh, my God. I ran looking for her, screaming through the neighborhood like a madman. Surprised no one called the cops on me, by the way.
And,
screaming in the middle of the road, not even sticking to a side, running through people's backyards. And then, so like the next day,
I would love to see security camera footage of that,
dude. I got a cam. I'll pull it up. So the next day, my legs are sore. I can barely move. I feel like I worked out, and all I did was minimal movement.
Okay, so we have a guy text chain in our neighborhood, and somebody texted out, and that somebody was me. Snow beer, anyone?
Uh-huh.
Anybody want to go have a beer and sit outside in the snow?
And
it was like 5:30 and all the kids came out and it had just started sticking to the grass. So Dean and all the kids came running into my garage like, we want the sled. I was like, where are you going to go? Our neighbor's got a hill in their backyard. They took the sled. They went down to their house and like 5 minutes later, Dean comes back and he's crying. I'm like, oh, great. He ran into a tree, hit his head. He's like, I got frostbite. I got to go inside. I was like, well, Dad's still drinking his beer, so go tell Mom that you got frostbite and you're going inside.
I feel like that's what Cash is going to do to me this weekend. He's going to be outside the tube for like 3 minutes at Beach Mountain after I pay for everything, and then he's going to be like, I don't want to be out here anymore.
Of course. Yeah. That's how I'd be.
What about you, Loren?
So during the midst of all the snow and fuss last night, I've been trying to get into this like one specific restaurant since it opened a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And randomly, I checked online because I was like, I mean, we'll probably have cancellations tonight. And they had a reservation. So we took it.
What's this restaurant you went out?
What's this restaurant that's so exclusive?
I don't know. It's only like a 30 top table. It's Volo. It just opened. It's a new Italian restaurant. No, it's not.
No.
And it just opened, and we've been trying to get there. And when I saw the reservation, I was like, Dallas, let's go. Cash had swim anyway. Cash went to swim during the snow. We went to dinner during the snow. Like, it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. How was it?
Oh, it looks fancy. I'm looking at photos.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Is it Italian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks Italian.
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we were keeping our eyes on this court case. Now it's become a court thing, but the Idaho mom of the missing children and dead brother, dead ex-husband. It's been a really crazy, messy story.
Yeah, so pretty much Mamie knows someone that is not, that her kids have gone missing, and she's not telling anyone where her kids are. And anyone who knows where the kids are, they're mysteriously dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name is Lori Vallow.
And so now police and FBI thinks that she's killed everybody and even the kids, and now she got picked up in Hawaii yesterday.
Did you end up watching the Dateline special yet, Roy?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, NBC.com.
Oh, yeah, well, I sent you guys the link yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. I didn't know it was posted.
Okay. Yeah, it is a crazy story with a lot of twists and a lot of turns. And I've met this Lori person several times. I've met her brother Alex, who's now dead, probably more. Alex has spent nights in my apartment back in California, and it's just the story is just absolutely so crazy. And everybody was wondering, Loren, you've been following this case. Why is Lori not arrested? She was supposed to deliver the kids to the Idaho courthouse January
30th. Like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
And now here we are. What happened yesterday?
She was arrested in Kauai. And I guess she's facing all these counts of desertion of the kids, not helping authorities. And they're seeking the maximum sentence in Idaho that she would serve. Each count of desertion for the kids would be at least 14 years in prison. So even though they don't have a body, even though they don't know the whereabouts of the children, even though there's no real closure to this, I guess they feel like they have enough to press her on those counts to hold her, hopefully in jail, until they can produce an end game.
So she's doing court today, and she can fight her extradition to Idaho. Kauai police also said that they'll most likely hold a press conference at 2 p.m. tomorrow. And the court date would probably be this morning for Lori.
I was kind of hoping they'd wait, to be honest.
Why?
We need to build more evidence and throw the freaking book at her.
I do too, but I think they got nervous because at some point, like Roy and I are part of this whole like online Facebook group that like follows the behind the scenes.
Let's go ahead and tell people what the name of the group is. It's called Conspiracy and Theories, the Lori Vallow case, and Loren and I are members of it.
Sounds
all
legit.
But they had like this whole group has been posting like people, eyewitnesses saying that she's at the airport and pictures from around the island of people putting up signs that say, where are the children? Well, apparently at some point she had a ticket to Mexico. And I think that spooked police that she was going to run. She didn't end up going.
Okay.
But I think maybe that's why they were like, you know what? We need to bring her in before we lose eyes altogether on her. And they set her bond at $5 million.
And what's crazy, too, is that the brother, her brother, Alex, is now dead. Her ex-husband's dead. And Alex shot her ex-husband, and he claimed self-defense. Then Alex was found dead in the bathroom of his home in December, and the man that she's married to now, his ex-wife is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're still doing autopsies on Alex and the ex-wife, but can they tie Lori or the now husband, who also wasn't arrested, by the way, mm-hmm. Chad Daybell, can they tie them to these murder or these deaths? I don't know.
I don't know either, but Lori's second husband died of a heart attack, too.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like
so crazy.
I mean, it's just like one thing after another, and you're like, hold on. There's like five bodies.
I know.
The other whole side of this is that the case involves rumors of a cult. Lori Vallow reportedly believes she's a god assigned to carry out the work of the 144,000 at Christ's second coming in July 2020.
Listen, I read the guy she's with now. I read some of his books. It's creepy.
Yeah.
He wrote like he like killed a bee and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
That is crazy.
So she's got plans for July of 2020. I do too. I'm going to Disney. She's taking care of 144,000 people.
Because it's all going to end in July. Meanwhile, you're going to be in the wonderful place in the world.
Meanwhile, I'll be surrounded by 144,000 people and can't wait to get away. And she wants to take them. Listen, it's a crazy story, man. And like we've been talking about it here on the show because like we've said, it's just odd that I've met this Lori person. I've hugged her. I don't want to reveal how I know her, but the person that knows her very well and the now deceased brother is just... It's mind-blowing for them. So
to be fair, you haven't spoken or seen her in 15 years.
Correct.
Although she does not appreciate that you're talking about.
And you are not one of the 144,000.
I think I was up until I mentioned her on the radio that I knew her, and I hope that she gets the book thrown at her. But listen, you know, you pray and hope that maybe the kids will show up and that, you know, she'll tell them where they are. But that's just hopes at this point. So, hey, yesterday we had a firecracker of a War of the Roses, to say the least. People were loving the way there was yelling, bickering, back and forth. And that was just between us and the cheater.
Oh, gosh. She was so obnoxious. She's everything that you think about the most obnoxious person you hate. And that was her. on our radio, and we couldn't stand it.
We don't often replay the War of the Roses, but this one, because of all the feedback we got on social media, is worth a replay. So let's do it at 6:40.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Ring calls a suspected cheater with roses or some luring package. And if the person sends it to their significant other, then they're not cheating. If they don't, then that's a good indication, of course, that they're cheating. Now, we typically don't air War of the Roses at this time, but we have to because yesterday's War of the Roses, the cheater was so obnoxious. There was so much arguing back and forth. And it wasn't even between, you know, the people in the relationship. It was between us and the cheater.
Lindsay was overly obnoxious. Alex thought that he was being cheated on by Lindsay, and our socials blew up. So it's a little treat for you guys this morning as you try and navigate the black ice.
Be careful.
Be careful out there. Here's a war.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Alex, you sent us an email saying that you wanted to check up on your girlfriend, Lindsay.
Yeah, so right before Christmas, she had surgery. She got a breast augmentation. And I've... She's kind of been like ghost to me. We don't talk as much since surgery. We've only moved furniture like one or two times.
Okay.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what, I don't know what's going on.
Okay. So, Alex.
Maybe she's uncomfortable after the surgery.
Yeah. It might like be painful or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. There's more to it than that, though. Like, she doesn't text me. She's always going out with her girlfriend. She doesn't stay over anymore. I mean, it's not just the moving furniture. There's a lot going on there.
Have you guys talked about, like, maybe she's just not that into the relationship anymore?
Well, I hope that's not the case, but, like, you know, it's hard to talk to somebody who won't text you or hang out, you know. Something's definitely amiss.
And I may have missed it. How long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating 2 years.
2 years, okay. That's
a good amount of time. All right, We'll call her up and see if we can lure her out with a romantic weekend for two.
All right, yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Lindsay, please.
This is she.
Hi.
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah. My name is Kara. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company.
No, I'm not on your calling list. Thank you, though.
Oh, I'm not calling to sell you anything. I'm actually calling with some good news. We did a giveaway on Instagram for a romantic weekend for two, and I have your name and number here as the winner of that contest.
Oh, how did you get my information? My Instagram is private.
One of your friends actually tagged you in our post, so we contacted them.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. What's the damage?
No damage. It's actually a romantic weekend for two up in the mountains. It's
what mountain, Big Bear?
It's actually a cabin up at Beach Mountain. So it's just a few, a short drive away, but it is for you and another person. It comes with champagne and some chocolate-covered strawberries for the weekend. And the only thing I need from you, I need to know who you'd like to share that package with. And then we'll call them next and let them know that you are, in fact, sharing it with them.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, I want to share it with Kevin. Just tell him he's been a real bright light in my life. I really needed that. And it's just been a pleasure spending time with him. And I look forward to, you know, continuing it and kind of growing our connection.
Okay.
How about you tell him about me, Lindsay?
Alex? What is this?
Yeah. Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, like, so, okay.
Oh, my God.
Lindsay, that is Alex. You're able to pick up on his voice immediately.
He heard everything.
He did hear everything.
Okay.
You're cheating. I mean, and by the way, this is the Manny Roy on the Ren show. No. Yes, yes, yes. This is the Manny Roy on the Ren show.
No, first of all, sir, please, you don't get to speak. Let me speak to Alex at this point. Because you already called it enough lies, so you have no audacity to accuse me of anything.
I'm not lying about anything. I'm here to tell you that you're on the radio right now with War of the Roses. Okay, so as long as you're on the radio,
Alex,
you're going to listen to me.
Between me and Alex.
Well, hey, you know what? Alex asked for us to help, Lindsay. He asked us to help.
So are you helping by talking over me, or should I just talk to him?
I'm talking. You're the one who can't stop.
Wow.
So maybe if you stop talking, you can let me at least address who we are. It's the Man You Are on the Ranch Show, Kiss 95.1. It's a segment called War of the Roses where we catch cheaters, and you're one of them.
Okay, thank you for that wonderful rendition. Obviously, I'm not a cheater, so let me speak to Alex. Alex,
I don't think it's very obvious.
Okay, so let me explain it to you. Do you want me to, like, call you, or do you just want me to talk to you on the radio?
Since you've chosen to go this route,
so let me go ahead and tell you. I understand how you're feeling. I was honestly going to have a conversation with you. He and I haven't actually, like, done anything yet, but it's just been a friendship, and I just want to continue to explore that. I'm genuinely really sorry that this is the way you found out about that. I genuinely wanted to talk to you. You've kind of been avoiding me. I don't know if you had a feeling, because you know you're very intuitive, so I know you had probably a gut feeling about it.
Ask me. It's a blessing that you're not going away with her. I mean, honestly, there's a guy who's calling on radio shows to get big flowers.
Okay,
surgery,
I would have liked to
see him like twice.
So, Alex, if you want
Why are you so obnoxious, Lindsay?
Gotta go. Bye.
Oh, my God.
What just happened?
You are blessed with that, with the fact that she's out of your life. Are you serious? New boobs or not?
You dealt with that for 2 years, yo.
Is that how she is? Just talks on top of you every second?
Yeah, especially since the surgery, like, she's just changed a lot. Like, her whole attitude, everything, demeanor. You saved me. I dodged the bullet there.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
I can't believe producer Nicole plans on going up to Beach Mountain to go on a hike today.
It's cold. It's snowy.
We're going up there for 80s weekend, which we're hosting the party tomorrow, and it's going to be slammed. We had a great time last year. This year, with the snow and the weekend they're having, it's going to be slammed, y'all.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm excited. Unfortunately, Roy's not going to be making it.
No.
But we'll be back Monday, of course, Roy, with stories.
I can't wait to hear them.
But Nicole's going up today, right after the show, to go on what? How long is your hike?
It's 4.9
miles. 4.9
miles? I would be frozen by the time I got to the top, crying and, like, asking somebody to airlift me down.
Well, get this. On Sunday, I want to do a 7.2.
So, do you even have clothes regulated for this temperature?
Yeah. That's too cold.
Because I could so see you wearing what you're wearing now, showing up with a backpack thinking you could do this.
No.
And you're only wearing a long sleeve shirt.
No. I have gloves. I have neck warmers. I have face masks. I snowboard. I have all this stuff.
Hey, Siri, what's the current temperature in Beach Mountain?
Too damn cold.
In Beach Mountain, it's 12 degrees.
12 degrees.
What time do you plan on going hiking?
When it gets to 9. She's waiting. She's just not cold enough.
No, like probably 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
25, 27-ish.
That's not bad, especially if it's sunny and it's going to be sunny.
Dude, what trail are you going on? Because the trails are going to be covered in snow. This is going to be less of a hike and more of like your plane crashed and you're trying to get off the mountain and come to safety.
You know what? I figured that nothing but dramatics would come from this comment.
You are going to get lost.
I climbed Yosemite.
I don't even know what that means.
I went to Yosemite National Park, and I did the hardest hike there. I think I'm good at Beach Mountain, North Carolina.
Couldn't even put out Yosemite on a map. That's how outdoorsy I am.
I want you to get those big snowshoes with the big basket weave.
I have them.
Oh, you do?
I swear.
What do you have them for?
They're a piece of art now in my husband's man room, but they were handed down from my dad.
Like these? I'm showing Lorena a picture. Like those?
No, like they're better than that. They're old. They're even older school than that.
Hold on. That's the trail I'm doing. It's less of an incline hike and more of a scenic.
It might be closed.
Do you have a sled with 12 dogs that's going to carry you?
No, I don't know how I feel about those.
Oh, that's how they can travel in the SUV.
Yeah, those are awesome. What are those called, Loren?
They're vintage wooden snowshoes.
You would have those. Like if someone brought those in and had to guess who on the show has this, it would be, every guess would be Loren.
980 just texted and said, guys, I love you all, but Nicole can absolutely do this hike if anybody on the show can. It's got to be Nicole.
Just make sure you have battery. You know what? The people that founded this country, they did that. Now we have hotels. You don't have to do that.
Guess who's back? WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Now, here's Kiss 95.1's me, Roy Loren.
Oh, man. So sorry. I looked over at Nicole, and she has a hoodie. She has a hood on.
There's a big bun on top.
Because you have a bun on top of your head, it just looks silly looking at you with their hood on.
You're like a conehead.
Don't call me a conehead.
All right, listen. This is not the pile on Nicole quarter hour, but...
Are we sure?
She's going hiking at Beach Mountain today. We're all going up for our big 80s party tomorrow night. And we're nervous that she's going hiking today in 28-degree weather and in the snow.
I'm basically going walking.
Okay. And you're not going alone, right?
No.
Okay.
Now make sure you mark the trees as you go on through the woods. I'd hate for you to get lost.
But I'm done talking about this.
She'll be able to follow her footsteps back.
Now, that's not all. Our producer, we love Nicole to death. And sometimes she'll say something in passing, and the three of us catch it, and we have to bring it up on the radio. You did something yesterday for the first time, producer Nicole. And it surprised all of us that it was your first time. You'd never tried it.
I did. It was my first time. It will not be my last time. But I tried my French fries from Wendy's in a chocolate frosty from Wendy's.
Ooh, delicious. Welcome to a wonderful world. Now, although I tell you, it's a slippery slope. Only have one. Don't eat too much.
But some people either love it or hate it.
Who hates that?
I don't know. Listen, I have posted that before, like, and gotten, like, straight hate on Instagram. Yeah.
I will say that I got cocky, and I tried to do the spicy nugs in it, and it didn't have the same effect.
No, it's not the same. No. Although, the good thing about the fry is that it's so hot. The fries are so hot and salty. You dip it into your cold, chocolatey milkshake thing. It's a wonderful combination.
Wow. Delicious, man.
By the way, this is not a commercial for Wendy's. They're not paying for this.
No, in fact, we're going to jump off Wendy's and go around the room real quick. Like, what are some other great food combos? Fast food or not, I don't know.
My mom told me, and she couldn't believe that I've never tried it, that for dinner one night, she had a banana and mayo sandwich.
Ew.
We tried that. What? We tried that here, and it was gross. Remember, you almost puked.
She loves it, and she couldn't believe that I've never tried it. It's gross.
Yeah, that's like the peanuts and the Coca-Cola thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't get behind that either.
What about my mother-in-law was telling me peanut butter and animal crackers.
Peanut butter and animal crackers. Though
that's her thing.
So
that's
I think not you're
bad.
Down with that.
Yeah, it's not bad because you already buy peanut butter crackers, so.
Yeah.
She's like, you want to try it? I said, I don't think we have animal crackers just laying around. Like, nobody just has unless, you know, you have the kids in the house or something.
Which, can we all agree, that's the worst cracker ever invented? They're just cardboard little things. They don't have no flavor.
I like animal crackers.
Nicole won't eat animal crackers because she loves animals so much. Is that true?
That's a really good point.
Did I tell you the time? This is a true story. I called my vet to make an appointment for Kasia years ago, and the vet answers the phone, and she goes, hey. I called her on her cell. I knew her. I go, hey, doc, what are you doing? She's like, eating. Sorry, having an animal cracker. I go, what?
Vets can't eat animal crackers.
I said, you're a veterinarian. What are you doing? Exactly, Roy. She goes, I never thought of that. Yeah, I go, what are you eating? Tiger? I said, somebody should have brought those as a gift to you.
But what's the fun favorite food combos? We're getting a text that says, eats mayo inside of pear halves.
No. Ooh.
You know what is good is getting vanilla ice cream, and you take a cantaloupe, you scoop out the seeds, and you put the vanilla ice cream inside the cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah.
That's delicious.
We got barbecue chicken and spaghetti, cheese, puffy Cheetos and A1 sauce.
Oh.
What's this one? Chips and applesauce? Burgers with ranch dressing? Well, what's wrong with you people?
I'll say anything tastes good with ranch dressing.
I agree.
Yeah, but a burger?
Yeah, well.
And I sure as heck don't do the pizza in ranch dressing, right?
I don't, but I mean.
Oh, I do.
Oh, Loren, your au pair's parents are coming in from Italy. If you pull that move in front of them.
They're never going to come back to America again.
That's the most American.
Well, you disrespected a pizza with the mayo.
It's just the crust.
Just on a crust. That's what you say. Just on a crust. cottage cheese and peas.
Ooh, I love cottage cheese.
And you do?
One of my favorite snacks.
Oh, cannot so get good. By the texture.
Load up with pepper.
I have to believe now people are just making stuff up. Like, you guys are literally wherever you are, in your cars or sitting at home going, okay, somebody just sent Doritos and chocolate chip ice cream. Yeah, that's good.
Come on. No one.
Did anyone put mayo on a hot dog?
That person said, is these idiots going to read this?
Yeah.
Now, mayo on a hot dog's not entirely bad. Let me tell you what's a good thing to do is put mayo on the bun, toast the bun with the mayo, then put the hot dog on.
What you want to do is you want to take your French fries and then dip them in dishwasher detergent.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Dallas thinks it's gross that I put hot sauce on my sweet potatoes.
I do that.
It's not bad.
That's not bad. I put hot sauce on my omelets, too.
Mm. Yeah, it's not bad either.
Yeah, I mean, just my husband puts sliced cheese and ranch on his spaghetti.
What? Why?
No, they're making things
up.
That's kind of how I feel.
There's no way you're putting a sliced processed cheese and then smothering your noodles and...
Y'all, we love you guys, MRL fam. You guys are the best, but we've gotten way off the tracks from putting the Frosty, the fries in the Wendy's Frosty.
No, I was expecting someone to go, you take a double cheeseburger from McDonald's and you add it with a McChicken and it's a wonderful meal. I wasn't expecting Doritos and ice cream.
I mean, I grew up in Pittsburgh and like Permani sandwiches was a thing. So we've been eating like our coleslaw, our fries, and our sandwiches all together since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't think that's weird.
Hey, you know, Burger King's releasing that new French fry burger. I did a blog on that.
Really?
It's literally just ketchup, mayonnaise, and French fries, and they're calling it Chip Buddy.
Ah. Remember when we ate their green burger?
Oh, yeah. That
Burger King did that around. Or it was a black burger.
It was
a black burger for Halloween.
But it made your number two green, I think.
All right. Bananas and cereal. Done deal. Love that. Bananas and oatmeal. Love
peanut
that.
Peanut butter and jelly with hot sauce. Ugh. Even I can't get behind that. And I love hot sauce.
You are the hot sauce queen over there.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Morning show. We got Backstreet Boys tickets. Backstreet Boys coming to PNC Music Pavilion September 22nd. Get your tickets right now at kiss951.com. We'll get the details up there, but we are looking for call number 9. Casey in Richburg.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You're call number 9.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Okay, we're going to play a fun game called Can the Interns Do It? You know, earlier this week on the show, we found out that our interns didn't even know where you put the stamp on a letter when you mail out a letter on an envelope.
Right.
One of them couldn't make a photocopy on the copy machine, had no idea how to do that. And so we grabbed intern Jack and intern Nick, and we asked them some questions. Producer Nicole actually asked them, so we don't know the answers either. We're going to play along with you, and we'll ask the question, and then you have to guess with us, Casey, whether or not the intern knows how to do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
All right, you guys, here's the first question.
Do you know how to use a rotary phone?
No. I mean, the interns are in their early 20s. There's no way.
I don't think so either.
No, they don't know.
Casey?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, let's see what the intern says.
Yes, I do. I've never actually used one, but I know the basics of it, like the dynamics of how to use one.
So I could give you a telephone number and you could call somebody with a rotary phone.
Yes.
Lies.
Lies.
Total lies.
No, he probably thinks a rotary phone is just a landline.
Like a dial phone?
Yeah,
or
a dial phone.
Just like the old school ones that actually have the buttons on them. We're talking about the ones that you had to like stick your finger in and turn the number all the way around.
Did you make
that? Asked him.
Oh, he's totally lying.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's confused. He's so young, he's confused on the question.
I agree. I think we have to throw that one out altogether.
Jeez, question number 1, Casey, and there's chaos. All right, let's see how you guys do on question number 2. Here we go.
Do you know how to work a VCR?
Hmm.
What do you think, Casey?
I'm going to say yes.
Now, I am too for some reason. I think
it's play stop.
Yeah, it's all pretty much the same.
I'm 25, and I know how to work one, so.
Okay. You know how to work a rotary phone?
No, VCR.
Yeah, I know, but would you be able to answer the other one?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, they were lying.
I couldn't do it.
All right, here we go. Does he know how to work a VCR?
Absolutely. I grew up with a VCR. I had a TV that had a built-in VCR into it.
Yeah, I do also know how many bologna sandwiches I can fit into one.
You know, the other intern knows how many bologna sandwiches he can put into a VCR. I guess he pulled that trick as a kid.
Okay.
All right. So you guys were right on that one. Next question. And can the interns do it?
Do you know how to fax something?
No, I don't think so.
If they couldn't use a printer, I doubt they can use a fax machine.
All right. Let's see.
No.
I don't think I would know what a fax machine was.
There you go. You guys got that one right. All right, one more just for fun. Let's see. Does the intern know how to do it?
Could you use an ATM machine?
Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you would think that that's an easy question, but think about it. Nowadays, going to the ATM machine is even something you don't do as much as you used to. Everything is, you know, Venmo or...
I know. Get this. I would much rather go inside than use the ATM.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd much rather use the ATM. I do my deposits through the ATM.
Oh, I don't do that.
All right. Do they know how to use an ATM machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Casey, you're going to be seeing the Backstreet Boys at the PNC Music Pavilion September 22nd.
Yay! I'm so excited.
The bad news is that you got to call us on a rotary phone to get the tickets. JK.
I don't
All right. Thanks, Casey. Hold on a second. Congratulations, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. We've got to play Can't Beat the Wren. If you want to play, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. The Wren has 63 wins. That's a lot of wins.
90 was a record.
Don't be nervous.
Well, hopefully you'll lose today. It's Friday. 704-570-9595. Let's play Can't Beat Lorette.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Casey, welcome to the Mini Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Lorette. I know you've played once before. It's probably a long time ago, though.
Yes.
All right, let's see how you do on this Friday.
All righty.
So, Lorraine, go ahead and leave the studio.
Okay.
We got to get to the Friday. Typically, Casey, by the way, you have to go, Lorraine, get out.
That's the best part.
Just blank, though.
It's okay. It's
oh, God, is that already one wrong?
I'm going to hang up.
All right, hold on, Casey.
Okay.
She's got 63 wins. Let's see if you can stop her in her tracks. Question one, Ben Affleck opened up about his divorce from this actress on Good Morning America. He got choked up and said he's disappointed in himself. Who is his ex?
I don't know, Jessica Alba. I don't know.
All right, Ozzy Osbourne says that he isn't going to cancel his North American tour and actually drop new music with Post Malone. What network did the reality show The Osbournes air on?
MTV?
Question three, Niall Horan announced his track list for his sophomore album, and we're super excited about it. We all know he started his career with One Direction, but what competition show did that group get formed on by Simon Cowell?
Probably like Britain's Got Talent.
Okay, question four, we mentioned rumors about this season's Bachelor ending up with a show producer, and it turns out he's not exactly squashing those rumors. Who is the Bachelor this year? What's his first name?
Ryan, I don't know.
I loved your laugh, though. well. All right, question five, Casey. Celebs went makeup-free at an event hosted by Gwyneth Paltrow. One of those celebs in attendance was Ashton Kutcher's ex-wife. Her name is?
Mila Kunis. I think I got one right. Or are they married? I don't even know.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
I don't even know what she said.
Mila Kunis.
Oh, no.
All right.
All right, how'd she do?
She got one correct.
It's been a tough 24 hours.
Isn't that a tough week for Can't Beat Lorette?
And I don't feel like the questions are that hard, but Casey, let's see how Lorette does, okay?
Okay.
Ben Affleck opened up about his divorce from this actress on Good Morning America. He got choked up and said he's disappointed in himself. Who is she? Who's his ex?
Jennifer Garner.
That's correct. Unfortunately, Casey said Jessica Alba, 1-0.
Is that a hard one? Hard number one? Okay.
No,
Ozzy Osbourne says he's not going to cancel his North American tour like the news has announced. In fact, he's actually released new music with Post Malone. What network did the reality show The Osbournes air on?
MTV.
That's right. 2-1.
Now, Horan announced his track list for his sophomore album, and we're super excited about it. He got his career started with One Direction. We know that. But what competition show did the group get formed on thanks to Simon Cowell?
X Factor.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Casey said Britain's Got Talent, 3-1.
All right, we mentioned rumors about this season's Bachelor ending up with a show producer, and it turns out he hasn't exactly squashed those rumors either. Who is the Bachelor this season?
Pilot Pete.
Yeah,
that
Pilot.
Is correct. Unfortunately, Casey said Ryan, 4-1.
All right, question five. Celebs went makeup-free at an event hosted by Gwyneth Paltrow. One of those celebs in attendance was Ashton Kutcher's ex-wife. What is her name? And by the way, Casey yelled out after she gave the answer, I'm glad I knew one.
wait, you want to know his ex-wife's name?
Yes.
Demi Moore.
Okay, that's not what Casey said.
Unfortunately, Casey said Mila Kunis.
That's who he's married to now.
Which is incorrect. Final score, 5-1. Lorraine, you have 64 wins.
Casey, I'm so sorry. That didn't go quite the way we thought it was.
Listen, these are not the questions I needed today.
All right, Casey, you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Casey, and I can't beat
Lorraine. Have a good weekend, Casey.
Listen, it's a snow day, so it
is a snow day. And listen, one more thing, because we do have 1 second here. People texted yesterday, and they're texting today. How does she not know these answers? A couple things you definitely need to know as Lorraine's starting to get up and wins when you play against her. You got to know The Bachelor, whether you watch it or not. You got to know your reality shows. American Idol always shows up. X Factor, America's Got Talent, The Voice. Networks are big too.
Yep.
Just know your basics, and you can have a shot.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
Before we even get to Lorraine's story about an embarrassing move she pulled on Insta, we want to hear your stories as well. Did you do something embarrassing on Insta? Like accidentally double tap a picture. But not just any picture. The picture was from when, Lorraine?
2014. I was running a little recon for a friend.
Oh, no.
Yep. Trying to see if somebody had a girlfriend.
And it's easy to do because on the iPhones, and I don't know if it's the same for Samsung, but when you double tap on a picture, like on Facebook or anything else, it blows it up. And I think that's why we all get busted, because we're trying to zoom in.
No, I wasn't trying to blow it up. I was trying to see if there was somebody tagged in the photo. Because if you tap it once, typically the tags pop up. But it didn't pop up the first time, and I thought maybe I didn't hit the screen.
All right, let's get a round of calls going on. Oops, I accidentally liked a picture. Whose picture did you accidentally like on Insta, and why is it bad?
704-570-9595. You better call our studio.
Like, you don't want to go like a picture of an ex with their new partner.
Uh-huh.
That would be horrible, but it's accidental. You accidentally liked someone's picture. Lorraine, the other thing, too, and I was with her, Roy, when she did this. We were at a restaurant. We went to lunch the other day. Nicole and Lorraine are on one side of the table. I'm on the other side. And they're like, giggling. All of a sudden, you just hear, in the restaurant, it was this loud, you just hear like, oh!
Oh, boy. Now what? Now what do we do?
Right? Nicole, I'm not lying. It was that loud.
It was because when we were doing our investigating, it was like, and then the way she was trying to see if someone was tagged. So, like, if you just press it once, usually the person tagged will pop up. But she accidentally did it twice. And, oh, man, like, everyone in the restaurant heard us.
Oh, no. So you quickly undid it, of course.
Right.
But you're afraid that he still got the
notification? I don't know how the whole thing works. I don't know. I know some people have, like, their push notifications on, so they get a notification when somebody does something.
Yeah.
Hopefully this person did not have it on. I tapped it and thought my finger did not make contact with the screen, so I tapped it again, and the heart came up. And I was like, oh, come on!
Right, but not just any picture. It's from 2014.
That's a heavy creep. What's wrong with you? Why are you that deep?
You don't want to get into it.
No.
Come on, man. You guys have got... Somebody else has had to have accidentally liked an Instagram picture. 704-570-9595. Because it's probably funny and embarrassing, the circumstances. And maybe you don't want to share, but Lorraine just shared. And the other thing I hate about Insta, too, is like when I get followers, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden I get a new follower who goes back and likes a ton of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate that. My whole feed's filled with one name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's creepy, too.
I mean, I appreciate you jumping on board and liking everything, because it must have made you passionate to like it. Or you're Lorraine and you accidentally liked 80 pictures.
But do you know, like, how crazy I am? At some point after I did that, I was like, well, maybe I should just lean in and just like a bunch of pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I didn't. But the thought did cross my mind.
Yeah, of course it would. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Did this person have to okay your friend request, or were they private or public?
No, they were public. Which is even worse, by the way.
Why?
Because at least, like, if somebody's private, you have to reveal yourself that you're looking, so they already know. But I was, like, straight creeping on somebody.
704-570-9595. When did you accidentally like an Insta picture, and whose was it?
Did your creeping succeed anything? Was it successful? Did you discover something?
No.
Okay, well.
So I'm still creeping.
All right, let's talk with Anna in Charlotte. Anna, welcome to the Bane Roy on the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You were creeping. What happened?
So we had a coworker who no longer works with us, and she added me back on Snapchat, so we were kind of creeping and trying to see what she was up to. And when I went to swipe, it accidentally took a snap, a picture shot, and it Snapchat sends them an automatic message that you do that. So later that day, one of my coworkers said, did you see Snapchat? And I said no, and I went in, and she had this video rant and raving of people looking at her stuff and checking her out and this and the other, and then she blocked me and then tried to add me back again. It was hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Thanks. Yeah. Anna. Amanda in Kannapolis, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So my neighbor and her husband are getting a divorce. They just announced it about a month ago. And she has been seeing another guy on the side, apparently behind his back, for a couple months. So 2 days ago, I was just scrolling Insta, and she had posted a picture of her and her boyfriend with new name neck tattoos.
So you went to zoom in, right?
Yeah, I went to zoom in, and I accidentally double tapped it. And obviously, I'm like, oh, God, I don't want her husband to see that I liked it. But I also am like, oh, no, she definitely knows I just like this.
See, I've been in situations that before, too. So my best friend in this whole world, he got a divorce, and this girl started seeing somebody else. And I would deliberately go in and like the photos.
Of course you would. You're choosing sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Amanda didn't want to choose sides.
Well, I expect all of you to choose sides if Dallas and I ever go downhill.
Yeah, Dallas is the man.
No.
He's way cooler than you.
We already have a pact, the three of us. Uh-huh. If you guys get divorced, he's keeping the house, and we're moving in and making that chateau a frat house.
We're blood brothers. We've already cut our hands.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation.
704-5. Huh. I don't know what happened there. That little button got messed up here on the computer.
Well, it's okay. It happens.
Bad computer. Listen, this is really funny. We're talking about how Loren accidentally double-tapped on somebody's picture on Insta from 2014. It was Nicole, Loren, and I out at a restaurant, and Loren screamed so loud that everybody in the restaurant had to hear because you were so embarrassed.
I was.
Got a text message from 757. Roy, what's that one say there?
This is OMG. I creeped deep on Loren to get a haircut in inspo.
Inspiration.
And accidentally double tapped. I didn't want to get blocked for the weird creep, so I blocked her for 2 weeks to let it blow over so she couldn't block me.
That's hilarious.
I wouldn't have blocked you.
How funny is that?
Listen, I don't really block unless somebody makes an inappropriate comment. I just don't even stand for that. Like, if you don't have something nice to say, just keep scrolling. But that's pretty much the only way you can get blocked is if you make a comment that I think is inappropriate.
That's funny. My wife actually blocks some listeners who listen to the MRL show. And one listener in particular keeps asking me to tell her to unblock her, but I'm not trying to broker a deal. Like, if my wife doesn't want to follow you or unblock you, then I just want to leave it.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Prerogative.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Go to my wife with be like, hey, can you do me a favor and unblock this person?
And I hate to tell you, but if you're asking me to pick sides,
Hey, speaking of picking sides, we're all going to Beach Mountain this weekend, Loren. And Nicole and I have a concern.
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
Beach Mountain, Watauga, Avery County, we are heading your way this weekend. Roy, you won't be joining us this weekend.
No, I'm not allowed to travel.
It is true. You've got a doctor's note that says
that. Yeah, it's true. I have to let some things heal.
How about I told my wife last night, she goes, is everybody going? I said, Roy's not. He's got a health issue. She goes, as cold as possible. I'm not surprised. Well, she didn't mean it in a mean way. She's like, yeah, okay. Anyway, Loren and I and Nicole will be up there. Loren's bringing her whole family, and that brings us to our next point that we got to talk about in less than 10 minutes. We're just concerned about something, Loren.
You're always concerned about something with me.
All right, we'll discuss.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
excited to meet us tomorrow up at the 80s party at Beach Mountain. I've listened to you guys since Roy and Loren became an addition of the show. Aww. I love me some Nicole. Looking forward to meeting the fall four of you guys.
Oh, boy. Well, bad news. I'm not going to be there. I have something called psoriasis. And it's a skin thing, and it's caused a whole separate issue that I can't go.
And your doctor doesn't want you to go above 300 feet.
That's not
the reason. You start cracking if you get too high of an elevation.
Get to the third floor.
Anything 80s will really just start peeling my skin back.
I'll tell you what, we're excited. We're all staying in one house, and there's a small issue, Lorraine. Nothing major, but you mentioned something on the show earlier this week, and the antenna went up on my head and Nicole's head, and we both agreed that we should bring it up to you.
Okay. What is that?
Who's going from your crew?
It's me, my husband Dallas, our son Cash, and our au pair.
Mm-hmm. Basically, Elena. The whole chateau's going.
Yeah.
So the chateau will be empty this weekend.
Well, we have our neighbors
watching. You have a full alarm,
watching,
security right. guard, everything good. Yeah. So nobody try anything funny. Now, our concern is that Cash is going, and you mentioned this week that Cash is potty training.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, but there's also another issue that she said, Nicole.
Yeah, you started your day in 30 seconds the other day talking about poo at 6 o'clock in the morning, saying that Cash, first off, goes apparently 3 or 4 times a day and not where he's supposed to be going.
Yeah, that is true.
If Cash is lost and in a different room, then you know that he's up to something. So we're just wondering what the Strager plan is for the rogue bomber.
Are there going to be eyes on him at all times?
I would tell both of you, advise both of you to keep your doors shut. Because, yes, although Cash is doing really well potty training with number one, number two is a refusal to go in the potty. So if he, and I'm not even kidding, yesterday he literally walked from his room into my room, was unsupervised for about 45 seconds, and by the time he made the trek, he had already gone in his pants.
Oh my gosh.
And we're in like big boy underwear now, so we're not in like the training pull-ups right, anymore. Yeah. So
maybe this weekend
thing.
You bring back the pull-ups.
You know what I like, Nicole? I like that your dog can't go.
But the baby that's pooping on the floor can.
Yeah. The house isn't pet-friendly because they don't want accidents. Meanwhile, Nicole's dog's perfectly trained, and I wouldn't mind the dog in the house when I'm not there.
Here
but Cash, the 3-year-old, I'm concerned about.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, I get your concerns.
Okay.
I
all
totally
right.
understand.
We'll just keep our doors closed.
Yep.
The other thing, too, that's so funny. It's so typical MRL. Like, we go up there, and it's kind of like, you know, it's a side thing. We love hosting the 80s party or whatever, and the people at Beach Mountain are awesome, and they're like, hey, you know, we'll take care of your accommodations, and then we're looking at the picture of the accommodations, and, you know, it's awesome, but it's definitely a house from, it's funny because it's an 80s party. It's definitely like an 80s type house.
It's a time capsule. We're the first guests since 1980.
They want us to have an authentic experience.
It's authentic. We were looking at the pictures. Roy says it looks like an 80s like crime show.
Dude, it looks like they took a Polaroid, and I'm expecting crime scene tape. It's like an episode of Old School Cops.
It's definitely not the chateau, and this will probably be the closest I'll get to camping.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's going to be camping, that's for sure. And anyway, we're excited. So come meet us at Beach Mountain tomorrow night. We'll be at the Beach Mountain Tap Room. We'll be up there tonight, actually.
Yeah, we'll be out and about tonight.
Yeah, we'll be up there all weekend. If you see us, just stop and say hi. We know Roy can't go, but we'll bring the cutout of Roy.
Okay.
And we'll bring your head, and people can take pictures of your head.
We're not doing that.
Where's the Roy shirt? With your face on it.
You, I don't know. Mm. Go buy it and then wear it for this weekend.
Yeah, there's not enough time. Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We saw this online that a new dating app lets you leave public reviews on profiles. It's called Helium. It's like a new dating app. And I think it's pretty cool because you can like label someone with a tag at the end of a date, and it can be positive, like cute, to something even more savage, like sleazy.
Why would you want to leave a positive review?
If it was a wonderful date.
I know, but like, if it was a wonderful date, I want another date. I don't want to put a positive review out there for somebody else to be like, oh, this guy looks nice. Let me slide into his DMs.
Ooh, good point. You don't want to let people know that they're amazing.
So the idea is for
people to think that there's going to be positive reviews. But let's be honest, if we go to that app, there's going to be nothing but negative.
And if there is a positive, that person wrote it about themselves.
Yeah. Well, and there's tags like ghosts. If they do ghost you, you can let everyone know, hey, he's a ghoster.
Oh, I can't remember what the app was, but this used to exist a long time ago. It was kind of like the Dirty. Do you guys remember the Dirty?
No.
Your celebrity gossip bit that we used to do?
No, it used to be like a kind of a dating site where you could go on and like write crap about people and like how their dates were.
Mm.
It's like a burn book.
Well, how much can you say about the person?
It's like tags. So you can do funny, cute, chill, cringe, rude, sleazy, ghost.
So if we turn this into a little radio fun, we can have people, why don't you call in and review your last date that you went on someone using a hashtag?
Okay. The 704-570-9595. What tag would you give your last date?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So we were wanting you to call into the show at 704-570-9595 because we wanted you to rate your last date. There's this new app called Helium where it's a dating app where you would be able to, after the date, put a tag on what you thought of the date. It could be funny, could be cute, could be ghost, if they ghost you, could be cringeworthy.
Why do you think it's called Helium? Because you're blowing someone up?
Ooh, maybe, Loren.
I don't know. That's a good point.
Text messages coming in. 704 said hashtag awful.
Why, though?
I don't know. That's why we want you to call rather than just text us. Another 704 says hashtag my forever.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if you're married and you went on a date, of course you're going to leave a good review. Although my
not necessarily.
It's true. my wife's review of me on our last dinner date would be like hashtag loud. She always says that she can hear me when she goes to the bathroom or when I'm walking back from the bathroom.
Nicole and I rode the elevator down adjacent to you yesterday, and we could hear you the whole way down.
But I could hear you guys, too, because I rode with Miss Julia.
Did you hear us talk crap about you?
No, it went away once you guys started moving, but I could hear you, too.
We could hear you the whole time.
Nice try, though.
It pierces. Your voice pierces through steel. Literally.
Okay. What was annoying about Nicole yesterday, Roy?
What do you mean? She was out running around in Plaza Midwood screaming, "Snow, my God." So if we went on a date, I'd have to tag that.
Hashtag SnowMG.
SnowMG.
I saw yesterday, producer Nicole, Roy put up on Twitter, is SnowMG even a thing? So not only did he bring it up this morning, he was also thinking about it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's actually how I found out. People reported to me on my Twitter that she was out screaming snow.
Oh, really?
We got eyes everywhere.
Were you fired up yesterday because of the snow?
Yes. I was so excited because at first when it first started, Finley and I went out and did our little thing. But then I went back in. And when I came back out, it was snowing the hardest it has this year.
I'd agree with that.
Show us how you were yelling, "Snow, my God."
Snow, my God!
Yeah. It was worth it, though, wasn't it? There you go. All right. Thanks, Nicole.
Are you following us on Instagram and Twitter? At the MRL Show.
Kiss 95.1. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.